On the afternoon of September 5, 1960, in the Pavilion in Patterson Park, the Baltimore City Bureau of Recreation was staging that year's Great Baltimore World Series of Jump Rope. This year's jump rope contest was to be different. Previously, the contest was only for girls, but in this one, the boys, too, would be allowed to compete. Pearl Williams, director of the department, explained, quote, "These boys are watching all this television, these boxers in training camps jumping rope. They're into all of these muscle-building programs. They see all of that on television, so they want to imitate it," end quote. The girls and the families protested. They thought it wasn't fair, what with boys reputed to be stronger. Still, the boys wanted to enter, and there was no keeping them from doing it. As Ms. Williams pointed out, the boys had indeed been watching television, watching all those boxers in training, skipping rope. They wanted in on the game. So on September 5th, 1960, the Great World Series of Jump Rope in Patterson Park was on. In the run-up to the finals, the contest pitted the best of the 8- to 12-year-olds against one another. The winner, whoever could get the most jump in 30 seconds without a miss. As it turned out, four girls, Eleanor Santura, Barbara Flambe, Laura Prella, and Kathy Domazalowski, won in their respective runoffs and qualified for the finals, the endurance contest. Laura Prella would go on to win, doing 81 skips without a miss, to the breathless skip rope rhythm of butterfly, butterfly, turn around, butterfly, butterfly, touch the ground. And by the time Laura walked off with the trophy, it was clear that not one of the much vaunted and feared boys who had entered the jump rope contest finished among the winners. Asked to comment on the poor showing of the boys against the girls, Director Pearl Williams said, quote, "These boys can't do it." Asked why, she said, quote, "They're watching too much television."